Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. You might have seen the report by Danny Widler on Channel 9 the other night talking about Matty Moylan. Now, Moyza, obviously the last few years, they have been completely ruined by injury. And I think a lot of people have forgotten just how talented Matt Moylan is. And I've been saying it all along. When he gets fully fit again, if it does happen, he is one of the most gifted ball players in the game. He is the closest thing we've seen to Darren Lockyer since Lockyer, in my opinion. And Moylan, he's just got so much more to offer in the NRL still. I know he's on his last year at the Cronulla Sharks, and based off his injuries, I wouldn't be shocked to see them show him the door. But, mate, any club that's willing to take a punt on Matt Moylan, and if he happens to get fit, it happens to hold together his body just for two or three seasons, he is going to be an absolute superstar of the game once again. I think people forget it was only a few years ago he was playing for the Kangaroos. He was the New South Wales fullback. He was sensational, Matty Moylan, and he will return to that form eventually, I believe. Now, this offseason, he's gone and done something different. He's always had lower leg injuries, whether it's Achilles, whether it's his hamstrings. He's always had these issues the last few years. So this year, he's changed it up. Here we are, November. He's already down at Centennial Park with Roger Fabbri. Now, I absolutely love this approach. Roger, you know, he's just the guru of sprints, the guru of running. He's been an absolute genius in our game for a long time. You know, there's no shock that all these guys keep on going back to Fabbri. I've had him on my podcast a few times. I might try and get him in the next week or so to talk about Moyza. But I love the fact that Matty Moylan's getting off his ass and doing something about this. I think it's, you know, guys need to start to seek help outside of their club. If something isn't working, you know, Tom Trbojevic is another example. If something's not working, you need to jump out of your bubble, out of your NRL club, away from your doctors, and find something else that will help you. And I love that Matty Moylan's done this. In the Channel 9 interview, I advise you go and have a look at it. They show some footage of him running around with Roger, and it's the fastest I've seen him run. It's the first time I've seen him run with a smile on his face in 3 years. I'm really excited for Moyza. I think he's going to be, you know, return to being an absolute superstar in this game once he gets his injuries right. If he does, and Cronulla are floating along all right next season, they get to the back end of the year and they've got Moylan and they've got Sean Johnson back from injury, they could be absolutely anything. I think they're a really good combo together. I think they're absolutely lethal. The one thing I will say about Moylan is that considering all these injuries, even if he comes back fit, he needs to make a decision now. Is he going to be a fullback or is he going to be a 5'8"? Now, we've already seen him try and make the transition to 5'8 before. It was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't as good as fullback. But let's be honest here. The reality is that even if he does get himself completely fit, he's always going to have this little injury cloud, a little bit of a scare floating around him. And are you playing with fire by playing fullback? It might be time for Moyza to make a decision that he's a 5'8 from now on. And the reality is that at the end of this season, the Sharks are going to either have to re-sign him or let him go. They've got Chad Townsend, they've got Sean Johnson, they've got Braden Trindle, Connor Tracy. There's a heap of guys there that can play in the halves. Probably have to go out in the market and find a fullback unless they play with Will Kennedy. Reality is that Moylan, he probably needs to make a decision. Am I a fullback or a 5'8? For the sake of his body, for the sake of the longevity of his career, I think he needs to become a 6, which means that he needs to work on his kicking game. He's got a really unorthodox kicking game. He normally finds a spot weirdly. It just looks strange whenever he does it. But I think for the sake of Matt Moylan, he should move to 6. He's got the skill set to be able to do it. He just needs to transition his game a little bit. And I think that should be his target. Wherever he ends up in 2022, I don't see him being a fullback anymore. I think he has to be a 5'8". I think 5'8 is his second best position. But I think for the sake of his body, I just don't think the legs under him, they've got the miles in them anymore to play fullback. Playing fullback has never been harder in the NRL. There's never been more stress in your legs. You've never had to cover more miles. I think it's time for Moisa to make the move to six, and he can be one of the best 5'8s in the game. I'm telling you now, you're all going to bag him all off-season, and that's fine. He's had a dreadful run of injuries. But if he gets fit, all these people bagging him, they're going to have egg all over his face, and the team that takes a punt on him in 2022, you're going to have an absolute superstar on your hands.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.